What it do?
What's going on, peeps?
How are y'all doing?
Hopefully well. Hopefully your week is going good.
Yes.
All that
jazz. Right. All that spirit fingers.
All that jazz. There used to be a program they did at the zoo called Animals and All That Jazz. Random.
Did they play right. jazz music or?
They did. They played jazz music at the zoo.
Did they make the animals like dance?
Negative. It was the like animal cruelty were just there, to make them dance. So you go see the animals
dance, and listen to dance. Jazz. Pulling out whips.
I can't do
that. Dance to jazz music, hippo.
Cue the music shouting. Where we make out all things.
Love, life, and laughter.
You guys. So.
We also, you know what? Speaking of that. What? We also have a clothing brand called Love, Life, and Laughter.
Yes, we do.
So it's over at gaybabetv.com.
It's true.
So check it out over there.
We have a few t-shirt designs. We have some more coming soon.
That's right. But that's where you can also find out more about the podcast and everything else Gabe and Babe.
Absolutely.
So you can go over to gaybabetv.com, like I said. You can go to YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook for Let's Make Out Podcast. And then Twitter is Let's Make Out Pod. Did I forget anything?
I don't think so, really listening either. So
that's what, see,
you know,
what
somebody's
about.
Talking and you're kind of like and checked she does, out. Mm-hmm.
She does this on the phone all the time. I look at her and somebody's talking to her and she'd be like, oh, okay.
I was thinking of like, something in talking. My head as you were talking and then you asked me a question and I wasn't expecting to be asked the question. It wasn't like active listening.
That's hilarious.
Sorry.
Yeah.
So I think you covered everything.
No, actually,
you didn't,
I didn't though.
Check the description box.
I didn't because you actually, people were asking for Spotify. And Gabriel, actually, I don't know if it's on there, but you added the link, didn't you? To go to Spotify?
Yeah, but it's not on there yet, so there's no sense in talking about it yet.
It's not on there yet. It's not on there yet, so never mind. Disregard.
You guys, oh my goodness, let me tell you. It's like 20 minutes before I have a phone call, and I was like...
21 minutes.
We do not have enough time to do this podcast, because it's not going to be 20 minutes. Then I'm like, as soon as we get started talking, it's going to be time for me to take the call. So if I look or sound like I'm... discombobulated, it's because
it's because she is and she needs to get over it. Get over her life right now.
I don't like doing this rushed, and girl, then I don't like chopping it up either. And baby's like, what difference does it make? Girl, I'm like, I don't know, it makes a difference to
little
me.
Little does she know, I'm actually gonna chop and screw this entire episode.
So
it's gonna sound like, what up?
No,
peeps.
It's not
chopped and screwed. Y'all remember chopped and screwed?
I'm done with you. Chopped and screwed.
You remember that? But yeah, anyway. I always tell Gabrielle, don't sweat the small stuff, don't stress. Get over yourself. I love you.
Get
Let's
your
do
life.
It.
I love you too, but get your life.
All right. So
how's your week been?
My week has been, I don't know, it's been such a blur.
Yeah. I guess week/weekend.
Yeah, week/weekend. It's been just such a blur. It's been awesome.
It's been good, but it's just a lot going on.
A lot going on, and it's just been like it's just a blur. It was like... My last 5-6 days.
It's been a blur.
Yeah. It's been so much fun, though.
So I went out of town, mm-hmm. and I went to the My Taught You retreat. If any of you are familiar with Miley Teal, the founder of Curlbox, she put on this retreat, and I went, mm-hmm. and it was amazing. Like, absolutely amazing. Black girl magic. Everything that I could have imagined and more. And,
which I'm happy to hear, because she's so excited.
I'm so excited to go. Like, this is something that's been in the works for over a year.
You applied like over a year ago, right?
I applied in December of 2016.
It's crazy.
Paid in December of 2016. So, like, before I got pregnant, everything. Like, so I've been looking forward to this forever, and I'm really, really glad that I went. I almost didn't go, but I'm glad that I did. So,
yeah, and I encouraged her. Like, she told me that she was like, I decided I'm not going to go. And she'd already kind of almost made a step in that direction. I was mm-hmm. like, but, well, I mean, I can handle. I got this. So,
so shout out to Babe for being Mr. Mom this weekend.
So I pushed her to go as well. So because she deserves that. I mean, she's a hard worker, and you know, at the end of the day, it don't matter what anybody else got to say. I mean, that's it's our family, and
good. Yeah, and I pumped like a crazy lady to make sure that baby girl had everything that she needed, and I did good with my estimations too.
Gabriel did so. I mean, baby girl ate fine.
Yeah, we slept. Had like what, 2 ounces left of milk?
No, we had
or 3 ounces.
We had 5 ounces
oh,
left.
5 ounces. 5 ounces okay. left.
But so. No, just amazing. I mean, just she did a great job. And then, but let's even talk about this though. Why is in today's age, 2018, do like people don't think that fathers can take care of their kids? Is that what it is?
You know what? This is a great conversation to have, because why are there so many stereotypes?
Like, why is a father considered a babysitter, not a parent?
It's like when people are like, so where are your kids? With their dad.
With the other half of their
what
being.
It's just amazing to me that people are like, oh, with their dad? And I'm like, yeah, he can handle it.
Is it
just that as a society, we're so used to men not being hands-on?
Yeah, exactly.
That they can't be.
I don't know.
Like, it blows my mind. Is it taboo for them to be left with two kids for 3 days? Like, I don't feel like that's taboo.
I don't think. I mean, it's for one, regardless if I mean, it's a blessing to be able to do it, but like either way, it's my job.
Right.
Like, they're my kids.
Oh, so, you know, like, I don't know if anybody has ever experienced that. So you go somewhere and they're like, oh, well, where are your kids? I'm like, with their dad. Oh, he's babysitting?
No.
He's doing his job as dad.
Like, he's a co-owner.
Like, he created this like, with me.
Yes, she didn't create it. So it just blows my mind. And I think that's, you know, something that men, if you're listening, we got to change that view. Mm-hmm. We got to change that feeling that, you know, our beautiful, strong women have. If they feel like their men can't take care of their kids, then it's
probably the men's fault.
We got to do better. So let's do better and know that our responsibility is to be just as much of a parent and provider and diaper changer, feeder, whatever you can do.
Yes.
It's a 50-50 relationship when it comes to parenting. Like, so, man, we got to do better.
Yeah,
so,
let's
break this stereotype, honestly.
Because it's sad that people are so surprised. Like,
yeah,
and then you get all this praise, which is, you know, it's fine to praise, you know, men for what they're doing and stepping up. But also, it's like, is somebody praising you because you go to work every day? Like, that's what you're supposed to do.
No, it's
you
like,
know what
yeah,
I'm saying? Like,
it's so
that's your job.
Yeah. So for me, it was a blessing. I'm so happy I got to do it because, I mean, here's the thing. I wasn't sitting at home like praying, like, when's Gabriel going to get home? Oh, my Lord, please.
Good,
I ran errands. I took Chad Jr. to a birthday party.
Yeah.
I mean, I went and did things.
Baby
my
girl
job.
Was sleeping all night.
She slept 10,
good.
11 hours. I
yeah.
mean, look, so all I'm saying is just that men, let's work together to break this feeling that our great women have that we can do it.
Yeah.
Let's break that stereotype and let's show them that we can do it because it's our job. And you should also understand that it's a blessing to have children. And
absolutely.
And I was just so excited to be able to be that, you know,
yeah,
be that provider for Reagan because, you know, I mean, while she's breastfeeding, I mean, I can't throw her a breast.
You should.
You know what I mean? So it's like, but I can do what else I can do, you know? So that was cool.
What if men grew, I mean, men produce milk like
be weird.
Women. When be we so got, weird. Like, we all got pregnant, you know, together. So why don't this be a joint situation? That would be really awkward, though, right?
Be interesting.
Yeah, no. That
yeah,
is,
well,
that would be a little awkward.
So that was just
but
off
yeah.
the, that was
thank
off topic
you
for a second.
For being Mr. Mom, I really appreciate.
Thank you
it.
For allowing me to and
you
just
were. Or Mr. Dad. You ain't got to be Mr. Mom. He was Dad. Thank
yeah,
you
I was Dad. Daddy daycare.
Daddy daycare.
But yeah, that's
he held
it
down.
Yeah, I had a blast. So
yeah. And thank you for pushing me to go because
absolutely.
I almost didn't go because I knew that there was going to be backlash. I knew people were going to be talking crazy. And that's exactly what happened. But
it's okay.
Such is life. Like, you don't have to agree with me.
Y'all know the statement that, that opinions are like something.
Everyone has one.
So, I mean, it is what it is. But yeah, so it's like one of those things, where, opinions are great. Judgment's not.
I think that's what it is.
But at the same time, judgment. It doesn't matter. Like, for us, we know what we're doing. We holding it down.
Yeah.
Kids are great. And our marriage is great. Life is great. Podcast number 9 is great so far.
So funny. Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, I was trying to make a point, but babe just kept talking, so I don't remember what I was trying to say.
I don't remember either.
No, because you don't know. Anyway, yeah, I was just going to say something about the mom shaming and the judgment. Like, mm-hmm. Think about it. Before you are so quick to make your comment or your judgment or whatever, like, how are you affected, first of all? And then, are you saying your comment or whatever you're saying in love? Because it's one thing to disagree and lovingly disagree and just be like, hey, I wouldn't do it, but you know what, do you. But then it's another thing to be rude and judgmental and name calling and shaming. You know, like, moms, we go through a lot. So it's like, why do we put
so
much more on each other? Why tear each other down? You know what I'm saying? Like, we should be there to support each other and lift each other up. Like, just keep that in mind, because I said something on my Instagram, and normally I try not to address negativity, but it's just like the mom shaming has to stop.
Yeah.
Like, it's ridiculous. We're going through enough trying to parent children. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, let's just be there for each other.
That's a whole nother subject, but the amount of
Love,
the amount of
and support
is amazing.
Great.
But the amount of scrutiny that women give women
is ridiculous.
The women on women scrutiny is unbelievable. Why are women so hard on each other? That's just something that gotta fix, man.
Yeah.
We gotta fix. Y'all should love each other, uplift each other.
Absolutely.
So there's our little tangent. Thanks for listening. Peace out. No, I'm
sorry. That's not what the podcast was supposed to be about, but hey. One more thing. Self-care is paramount. So
yes.
There are new moms out there, or just moms in general. You have to have time for you. So don't ever let anyone make you feel bad for taking time for you. Okay. Because it is necessary in order for you to pour into your children, into your family, into your household. You have to make sure you're well taken care of. So don't ever let anybody make you feel bad if you need some time for you to do what you need to do. So
absolutely.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Yeah.
So
today we were going to talk about something a little bit lighthearted, when we got in deep, but now we're back to lighthearted.
No,
we
wasn't supposed to go there.
We want to talk about, there's a question we got. So we got the topic. So again, thanks for sending all the topics in. Mm-hmm. This one actually was one of the first ones, one of the first few we got.
Yeah. It's so funny.
So here's the question. When you are talking to your ex-girlfriend or boyfriend over the phone, is it still cheating? No physical contact.
That's an interesting question.
So meaning, if you're talking to your ex-boyfriend or girlfriend, cheating means that you're dating someone. Like, so you're not single talking to them. You're actually in a relationship with somebody.
Right, if you're in a relationship.
And you're still communicating with your exes.
Yes.
This is an interesting dynamic here. Because it's an interesting dynamic. So I don't have contact with any of my exes or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Gabrielle actually has, but I'm friends. Like, I'm, cool with some of them. So she has contact. She doesn't talk to them, at all, pretty much. Mm-hmm. But she has contact with some of her exes.
Yeah.
One, because she just never changed her number, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So
I mean, think that has anything to do with it, though. Me never changing my number.
Which you just doesn't have,
but I don't have, I'm one of those types of people, mm-hmm. I don't have, what is it that I'm trying to say, bad blood between mm-hmm. people from my past, my exes. There's no bad blood there, so it's not like a we homies, we talking every day. But, if we happen to talk on the phone or they call to catch up or see how I'm doing, that happens. And some of my exes are like my friends. So, yeah. You know, we have developed a friendship.
But I think what came with that, though, is that your relationships, there was an ending conclusion.
Right.
Like, and then it turned into a friendship.
Exactly. Right? Yeah. Like, I'm not still talking to the exes that are still trying to be doing something. Yeah. Like, we ain't doing that. Because that's not acceptable. Okay? Like, if this ex is still trying to be with me, then we don't have anything to talk about. But, like, you know, a lot of my exes, we still cool. Like, I still support. I have an ex as a rapper. I still support their shows. Babe goes. He's met him. They're cool. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just, it is what it is. I had an ex at my wedding. Like, I don't know. I'm just weird like that. No, lot of people aren't like that, and a lot of people are like, when we're done, we don't have anything to talk about. But I've just never been that type of person. Have you ever looked at it, though, like, as cheating? Or did it make you feel uncomfortable? Like, was it difficult to get used to? Like, I don't know.
Well, you know, not really. I mean, I'm not a jealous person.
Yeah.
So, like, for me, it was just never a I trust Gabrielle. I mean, so again, it always goes back to communication and then trust. So we communicate well, and I trust her. Yeah. So I've never had a worry or a doubt. Let me get my pride out here for a second. Ain't nobody gonna treat Gabrielle like I treat her.
I mean, let's just
keep it real. Nobody's doing for Gabrielle. Ain't nobody doing for Gabrielle what I do for her or what I would do for her. So at the end of the day, I'm not worried about that.
Yeah.
So I don't have a reason to be jealous, because I know I'm holding up my end of being a man. Like, I'm being a man. And, like, you know, sometimes people are jealous because maybe they're not, you know, doing what they're supposed to do or whatever. But for me, I've met her exes, you know. So, like, for me,
I'm not talking to none of them that he's never.
Like, if I feel disrespected or something, then I would let them know and I would let her know. But it's been nothing. But we'll get congrats. I mean, we'll get, you know, so happy for you guys. Like, you know, it's nothing but love, you know, and that's what it should be. That's what the world needs more of, is love, right?
I guess to answer the question, I don't feel like it's cheating. Well, but it also depends on the conversation.
That's exactly so.
Because it could be seen as cheating.
Well, like, if you guys are talking about anything, now, first of all, if you're talking behind your current relationships back, then
that's a problem.
So as long as you're upfront and honest and say, hey, my ex, every once in a while he'll hit me up or she'll hit me up and just see how we're doing, you know, and it should be we're doing, because they should know clearly that you are in a relationship,
right.
And as long as your significant other is okay with that, awesome, that's all gravy, right? But that also means when you guys are speaking, if there's even a borderline communication that is
inappropriate,
then you need to cut it off.
Something that you wouldn't tell your significant other.
Then that's
that
cheating.
You talked
about. That's wrong.
Yeah, that is definitely wrong. If you're having private conversations and you don't even let them know that you're talking to your exes,
that's wrong.
To me, that's cheating, because what's the big deal?
Why are you hiding?
Like, why are you hiding?
What are you hiding?
What are you talking about that you don't feel comfortable sharing with me? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, it really depends on what the conversation is about.
Yeah.
When the conversation is happening, I mean, because there's certain things that are just disrespectful. Like, ain't no ex about to be calling in the middle of the night. Like, that's just not okay.
No, it don't make sense.
Like, you have to be respectful of your relationship. They have to be respectful of the relationship as
no
well.
No way an ex should ever trump your current relationship.
Absolutely not. Never. Yeah, like, never. So when you cross in those lines, I feel like that's when it becomes cheating.
It becomes wrong. It's just wrong.
It's just wrong. Like, if you don't feel comfortable telling your spouse about it, then something's not right, you know? Like, or your significant other. Like, to me, that's when you know it's cheating, or something that's like, ooh, I'm probably not going to tell him that.
Yeah, but absolutely. I mean, you know, and then especially, I mean, we don't even have to talk about the physical touch. The only physical touch that ever should happen between exes when you're in a relationship is if you guys are all in one place and say, you know, like, we've been to a place and, like, we see her ex, the rapper or whatever, you know, and he'll come up and say, what's up, Chad? You know,
hug or something,
give
like
some dab
that,
or whatever, and then he'll give her a hug.
Yeah, but
that's fine.
It's that one arm joint, too.
It's that one arm, yeah,
it
exactly.
It ain't the full embrace.
Yeah, exactly. Smell your neck embrace. Like, it ain't all that.
We're not doing that.
That's what I mean. So it's, I think that what people don't do sometimes is they don't, like, I think that you should sometimes, how do you say it? Play on the side of caution, or, you know, like, you know, think about how it could look. Mm-hmm. So if you're out,
the perception.
Yeah. Perception is so, you know, everybody knows perception is very, very deep, whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
It can sometimes really steer a feeling in the wrong direction. Mm-hmm. So if you're out and about, or, you know, whatever, like and you give a hug and it's a long, you know, you say you're going to give a hug, your ex wants to give you a hug, whatever. If it's, as long as it's innocent, you know, it's like the one arm joint, you know, whatever. Right. But if it's like a deep hug, pick you up, swing you around, like, you know, like, you have to think about how that looks.
Right.
You know, like, whether it's innocent or not, it's wrong. Yeah. Right. Why would you be okay with that type of, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just no point for it. Right. Yeah. So, that's what I think that people have to just think about the feelings of your significant other.
Yeah.
And if it would make, and then also talk to them about, you know, make sure that they are okay with you communicating with your exes. I mean, obviously your significant other doesn't control you, you know, and that's important also. You know, you're not, you don't report to them, like, as in you have to do everything they say. But if you're in a relationship that you want to last and have trust, then you should talk things through, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting because I'm sitting here like, I'm wondering how I would feel but I've never had to deal with this because Chad don't talk to his exes. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like I wouldn't have anything to worry about anyway. No. That's just his personality. Like, he, when you're done, you're done. Like, there's nothing to talk about. So,
yeah, I mean,
you know, but I don't know. Like, how would I feel if you actually had like exes that you was talking to? I mean, if you saw one or if we were out somewhere and, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm sure you
would introduce me.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I mean, at the end of the day, you number one all day, every day in every situation in the world. So,
interesting.
Yeah, no, I think that, I think you'd be fine. I mean, because it all goes back to, trust, right? Yeah,
exactly. Like, I ain't got nothing to worry about. Like, whatever. Yeah. So that's interesting. So hopefully that answers your question.
Hopefully so.
Hopefully you're not out here having secret conversations with your ex, because that would be. But I think the rest, it was part of a comment, and I feel like you said that's a debate in your household, having, you know.
That's funny.
Talking to your ex. So just make sure that it's appropriate.
So if any of y'all are listening to this together and y'all are side-eyeing each other right now. Then I would ask you to communicate.
Yes, okay.
Directly after this podcast.
Let's have a moment of truth and be like, hey, babe.
Let's clear some stuff up.
Right.
This is how this makes me feel. Or, you know what, I want to let you know. I mean, just communicate. Mm-hmm. Communicate.
Man, I'm telling you, everything could be worked out with just communication. Man, if you just talk about something.
Talk about it.
Yeah, like, so much could be solved.
Yes.
So, yeah. We ain't doing that in this house.
Nope.
We ain't having secret conversations.
Not at all. There's no point. I mean, there's no point. There's no way that you can say that you are happy and feel secure in your relationship if you're not communicating and if you're not talking about the good stuff, but especially the bad stuff.
Right. Absolutely.
You have to talk about everything. I mean, you know, it's you know, difficult sometimes to say you're vulnerable or you're, you know, or this, you know, this is how I feel right now, or I'm, you know.
Or
I'm,
this action you did made me feel.
Yeah, it's difficult sometimes because you don't want conflict. And a lot of us are, you know, non-conflict people.
Yeah.
So if you like conflict and you ready to get, you know, you ready to fight,
yeah,
like day
you don't
one.
Like confrontation.
But you owe it to yourself to always communicate how you feel, good and bad. And I stress good as well because, you know, your significant other also needs to know how what they do to make you feel good.
Yeah.
Is not only what they do to make you feel bad. So, you know, that I think
that's
important.
That's a whole other conversation if all you're doing is expressing the bad or the wrong.
Like, how do they know, like, they're doing anything good?
Yeah.
I mean, so it's just
that's
important.
A problem.
But yeah, that's probably a whole other conversation. Mm-hmm. But hopefully that helped. I mean, I think that, hopefully that answered the question.
Yeah. Which kind of brings up another thing, like, and this is another topic for another day, but like, is it okay for your spouse to have, or your significant other to have, friends of the opposite sex? Like, I feel like that could kind of, that's another close topic to talk about too. Cause, you know, it's different for everybody.
Yeah. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, yeah. So should we talk about that?
Yeah, let us know if we should talk about that.
But yeah, what are your thoughts on the phone conversation? Like, is it acceptable? Is it not acceptable? Let's talk about it in the comments.
Absolutely.
Tweet us. Use the hashtag Let's Make Out Podcast or the hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe. And let us know your thoughts about that.
Absolutely.
We know how we feel about it.
We want to know how you feel.
Exactly. So we are going to do another Ask Gabe and Babe question. I feel like it's been a couple weeks since we've done one. So, let's get into that.
So, yeah. So, like Gabriel said, we're going to answer this question from a peep. So, appreciate you sending those questions in again. So, let's just get right into the question. It's from Catherine. So shout out to you, Catherine.
Shout out.
So it says, "Hey, Gabe and Babe, I've been struggling with this for years. I find myself attracted to men much older than me. I'm an adult, so I don't see anything wrong with that. But I'm afraid my family will reject him if I bring home. Will reject if I bring home a guy twice my age or something.
Oh, okay.
Ever since I was younger, I was." Never attracted to men my age. What do you think I should do? Thanks so much.
All right, Catherine.
Yeah.
Well, let's see here.
Let's see.
Girl, date who you want to date.
I mean,
that's the short answer.
If you're an adult, I mean.
And you did not give us your age, so.
Reagan apparently has something to say about this.
Right. You did not give us your age. But you said I'm an adult. So you could be 18. You could be 21. You could be 25.
Yeah,
I don't know what an adult.
We don't know what that means.
I mean, I can understand if you were a young adult, like 18.
So you were 18. You brought home a 50-year-old. As a parent, I would possibly
I would have a huge problem with that.
Let's see what's up with this.
Yes. But you didn't give us your age.
Yeah.
So... I mean, I don't know. If you're an adult, if you're in your upper 20s, 30s, if you want somebody older, go for that. I mean, I can understand, though, still as a mom, how I would be concerned if my child brought home someone significantly older.
Absolutely. I mean, and then as a father, the same thing. Like, you know, if Chad brought home a woman that was half his age, I would have an issue with the same. I would kind of like, well,
older than him, not half his age.
Well, no, as him being, I mean, I'm putting it in the same like context of she brought home a man.
Oh, if he was much older.
Exactly.
Oh,
so okay, if he was much older and he brought home a woman that was half his age.
It's like, what's the intention?
I would ask the same question to him. I mean, as a father. And then obviously with Reagan, if she brought home a guy that was twice her age, I would be like, what's the dynamics of this relationship? You know? And I would be very interested, and who knows from there. But, I mean, we would definitely have some questions.
There would be some cause for concern.
And I think that is just expected. And hopefully your parents will, you know, there might be some rejection at the beginning. There might be something where they're just like, ugh, that's not going to work. No. But that's where the communication, you talk to them and you explain to them why you like this person or, you know, why you're in this relationship and, you know, and who knows from there, but people are just gonna, I think, instantly protect their, you know, their children. They're gonna be like, well, what's up with this, you know?
Right, and I don't think that there means to be any, like, harm
by
that. I think that they probably just want the best for you, or they may feel like maybe you would be better suited with someone around your age range, or maybe not so significantly
older.
It's
understandable, for
but,
sure, as a parent.
You know, you're gonna like who you're gonna like. You're gonna fall in love with who you're gonna fall in love with, and if you are happy, truly, genuinely happy, then whatever their rejections are shouldn't matter to you, or you should be able to work through them, or, you know, they should be able to respect that. But if you feel like you're going to get rejected because you also feel like, okay, maybe he is a bit too old, then that's something.
So you should look at it internally.
Yourself. Exactly. Like, what are you gaining from this relationship? Okay, maybe you do like older guys, but... do you want to get married? Is he in a position where he can get married and give you, you know, a family if that's what you want? If that's not what you want, then hey, but those are all things to think about when you are dating someone. Like, because age does play a factor. I mean, granted, men having kids until they 99 years old, but still, mm-hmm. like, what type of a life would yeah. that be for you if you have a future with this person, if you go forward? But this is all, you know, what is this? This is all, like, speculating because we don't know how old you are.
Yeah, we don't know.
You could be 35.
Yeah,
if you want to date somebody 50, go for it.
That's what I'm saying. We don't know. So it's like, but it's like, I think what I would just say, you know, to add, like, opinion-wise is just, yeah, just when you're, you like what you like, right? Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Everybody has the right to be attracted to whoever they're attracted to. I think that what you should do, though, especially when there's circumstances that are out of, so if you're both the same age, both on the same level, that's you still should be looking at how you guys are going to progress and mm-hmm. where the relationship is going to go and where do you want it to go. Well, you should definitely do that if there's this huge age discrepancy, right? Mm-hmm. Because like Gabriel said, if this person is twice your age, you're 20 years old and they're, you know, 40, 45 years old, what is their mentality going into the relationship? What do they want out of this relationship? And what do you, where do you see yourself being, you know, in a relationship, and where do they see themselves? And if it doesn't line up, I don't care what the age is, you That's shouldn't true. Even pursue it.
That's
and
so
we're all
true.
We're all guilty of that. In past relationships where we just get in the relationship for the wrong reason and don't necessarily think about the long-term goal of the relationship. And I think that especially when there's some kind of big discrepancy like that, you should definitely look at that. Yeah, that's just my opinion, though.
No, that's key. Hopefully this helps, you know? Yeah. I mean, like, if you're grown, nobody can tell you what to do, but just make sure that you know what you're doing for you.
Absolutely.
You're okay with it. You're prepared for what could be a conflict or, you know, just how to proceed with a significant age difference.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So thanks for sending in your question. Mm-hmm. Hopefully that helped. Hopefully. You guys, when you send us your questions, try to give us as much detail as possible. Like, I know it's difficult.
And you can do an anonymous name. It doesn't even have to. If you really want us to answer the question as thoroughly as we will try, we need as much information as we can get, right?
Right. But, you know. Hopefully that helped you. If you have any questions to send, you can email us at letsmakeoutpodcast@gmail.com. Put the hashtag Ask Gabe and Babe in the subject line so that we know it's a question you want us to talk about on the podcast.
That's right. Yeah. So
I think that's it.
I think that's it. You want to come up here, Chad? He wants to always say goodbye
always
to you guys.
Say goodbye to you guys now. Wait.
Okay. Wait for a minute. So, y'all, thank you so much again for listening.
Yes.
Hopefully this was a good podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Hopefully you got something from it. Mm-hmm. Again, we told you all the ways to check us out. Easiest one is just go to GabeBabeTV.com. If you're on iTunes, you can actually look in the notes below and you'll be able to see the website there or anything else that we might talk about mm-hmm. during the podcast. If you're on iTunes, make sure you review, rate, you know, give us the 5-star and continue to support us there. We really, really are so excited about what you guys feedback.
Yeah,
it's just amazing.
We definitely appreciate it. So until next time, guys, have a good one.
That's right. Peace.